of the memories. We came to do a show for very little dough. By little, I mean I could make more working on Skid Row. That's cable TV. Thanks for the memories. This half a year flew by. My Maury, what a guy. Instead of asking who's the daddy, he could talk Dubai. How stunned were we all. Maury would talk instead of listening, unaware of the concept of whispering. And when he did say the right thing, it was so rare. Why should I care? Thanks for the memories. The thing I love the most about Hubby as co-host is all those other anchors were as dull as Melba toast. The sparks really flew. Thanks for the memories. Now that the show is through, I've got bigger things to do. But Maury is back weighing in. Fat babies, how taboo. He can't get enough. Thanks for the memories. As we come to a close, we say to friends and foes, thanks for tuning in to watch the con take on the pose. We thank you so
and 38 seconds after the hour of 11 and it's the month of April in the year of our Lord 2007. Thank you for coming by and making it part of your listening day. We are live from the plushly appointed and really bizarrely illuminated studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio. It is Monday and welcome to day 12. The best part about that clip is I'm Maury. Well, there's several things about that Connie Chung clip which are fantastic. I think I might, let me just, do I have just the...
Thank you so much.
Just wringing the torture out of every single syllable that she can, just on and on and on. If you watch that, and we noted all this at the time, but we had sort of a Connie Chung renaissance over the weekend where we rediscovered exactly how fantastic that clip is. When you watch that, I don't know that she's drunk. But almost for her sake, I would hope that she is, because otherwise, I mean, if she's not drunk, there's just something really wrong inside of her head. Some things that have come unmoored inside the head of Connie Chung is that there's the piano player sitting there, and yet there's no piano at any point. I don't think I even realized that until I was watching that clip again this weekend, is that you watch the Connie Chung clip, which is, it's all over the YouTube. If you want to go find it, you just go to YouTube and type in Connie Chung. I think if you type in Connie Chung crazy, it actually comes up as the first result. But if you watch the Connie Chung clip, she's rolling around on top of the piano, just like some drunken bar floozy. And in this weird candlelit, like, behind the music looking room. You know, it's sort of like the dim candle flickery room in which they interview somebody about somebody else being dead. I don't know, the next thing I heard, he just OD'd. And then it's always through a soft filter lens, and there's a bunch of purple flame in the background. It's in that kind of a room. She's rolling around on top of a piano. There's a piano player there, and I think initially I thought there was piano on the track, but it was just... But it was pre-recorded, and the piano player was just there for looks. If you listen back to it, it's completely a cappella. There's no piano anywhere, not even pre-recorded piano. It just doesn't make any sense. So the piano player is just sitting there gazing up at Connie Chung adoringly, playing nothing. Nothing while she rolls around. And what a ball breaker. Can you imagine being married to that woman? Every sentence and a half is just some shot right at the groin of Maury Povich.
And she's probably making fun of him throughout the entire thing.
He can't perform in bed. He's, you know, he's nowhere to be found, of course. Perhaps not surprisingly. In fact, I would wager to say this, that ever since that Connie Chung video appeared on the internet, I don't think we've ever seen them in public together. I don't think we've seen them side by side, arms linked in solidarity, since that first appeared on the web. Well, in any event. Hello, it's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2975. 503-733-2970. If you'd like to come along and make it part of your day telephonically speaking, that's how you do it. It's 503-733-2970. Now, I can already feel the need just to maximize the use. You can also, if you'd like, you can email us as well. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. I'm sorry. I can't be laughing at my own jokes, I know. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. With your comments, your clarifications, your kvetches, your death threats, your what have you. And if you want to engage with us in a binary fashion, we read all your emails that come. As Tom Likas always says, it does not all get responded to, but it all gets read. So if you'd like to do that, it's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Or 503-733-2970. This is really what we ought to use. Every time there's a Salvadoran dictator that's locked inside a mansion somewhere with a Gatling gun and won't come out. And you always hear these stories. This is a story that gets recycled about every year and a half. Manuel Noriega is locked inside, and it was only through the repeated use of Motley Crue recordings that he was driven from his home. They really ought to be... How long do you think you could hear that combined with just a lot of fluorescent glare before you took your own life? Every time you get one of these nutcase school shooters or something, that's what they ought to use. All right, we'll have some news on that as well. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We are now 4 days away. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, 3 days and 8 hours.
It amazes me how confused you get about that.
It's not. You had to think about it, too. You didn't know right away.
Well, that's because I just add the numbers. I'm like, it's the 16th and then the 19th.
I just
three.
Never know whether we're supposed to count the actual. Anyway, it's 3 days and 8 hours until Listener Party 10, Emerson History X, happening this Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m. at Barracuda, featuring a cast of thousands, featuring the mellifluous strains of music from Emerson Starship, mid-set hard rock Britney Spears set from Hit Me Baby, the DJing prowess of one Scotty J, a special mystery guest being flown in just for this occasion. And speaking of Emerson Starship, as we mentioned on Friday, they're going to be playing springing a surprise song on you. There's a song that I was just told about this last week. I was not privy to this until Wednesday, Thursday. So they have prepared a song for the party that I don't think anybody can predict. I don't think anybody can anticipate. I don't think anybody will see it coming. Those are all three things that mean the same thing that I just said there. I don't think anybody will see this coming, but they're going to be preparing something special for the listener party, which is coming up this Thursday again, which is the highlight of which may, in fact, be the mystery guest. So we'll have that. Let's see, what else? Well, we'll get more about that here in a moment. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email. It's rick@rickemerson.com. What's coming up today? Why, I'll tell you. Me compadres, me chums, me amigos. We have a double Geek Watch. I don't even believe the first half of this Geek Watch. Let me reread it. Hold on. Nope, I don't believe it. It's right there. It's right there in front of me in print, but I don't think it can possibly be true. Because if so, Well, you'll understand when we read it. It's the first half of the day. We'll have a double geek watch today, but the first half I call BS on. I call shenanigans on it right now. I don't think someone has adequately sourced their information. So we'll get to that. What else? We have a religious nutcase watch coming up today. A whole lot of death in Virginia. Something's really wrong with that place. So we'll talk about that later on. Tim Riley, have your news there. Peter Carlin's going to join us at 2:30 today to talk about the Sopranos and Entourage et al. All of those things from last night. Let's see, what else do we have? Our good friend Steve Kastenbaum joining us from CNN Radio today. Jim Roop joining us from Los Angeles. We'll have the top five. I really will get to this today. I meant to get to it on Friday, and then there was a whole thing. I was distracted by a bright, shiny bubble, and so we did not get to this. We'll get to today's top five songs you can... I'm reading now. This is the description is written by Scotty. Scotty's been doing a lot of the top fives lately, and I say that openly and honestly. I don't want you to feel this is like a V.C. Andrews ghostwriting thing where my name is on it and it, secretly Scotty is assembling it behind the scenes, like that Hillary Clinton book that she got credit for that someone else wrote. I would never lie about this. I've asked Scotty to be assembling the top fives lately just to give them a different flavor. And so this is, let's see, this is songs you can rock out to and not feel embarrassed when passing by. There's a real sentence in there somewhere. You just assemble that at home like a Lincoln log cabin in your spare time. So that's from Scotty J. Songs you can rock out to, can rock is capitalized. Songs you can rock out to and not feel embarrassed when passing by. It's like reading Howl. Anyway, so we'll get to those later on. Top five songs that, you know the rest, blah, blah, blah. We've got that. What else? Countdown to Listener Party 10. We'll talk more about that. And we have here, in my hands, today we're going to begin our search for the worst news story in the history of whatever. I have to find that story about the guy that got all the blood from the medical testing facility shot into his mouth while he was knee-deep in sewage. Which really does hold the gold standard. That really does hold, that has the prize, the trophy. For worst story ever. But starting today, what we're going to do is each day we will put one story up against another in sort of a make it or break it kind of a competition. All as part of our goal to find the worst story in the history of all humanity. I have here three entries. And thank you to the people who sent them. One of these I found myself. The other two were from the people. So we'll do like a face-off, like an NCAA thing. Even though it's too late for that to be relatable. I distinguish myself by doing an NCAA knockoff now. So we will continue our search for the worst story in the history of whatever. Speaking of worst things, we have a couple worst songs ever today. I don't know which one we'll get to. All right. By the way, all of that pales beside this fact. Today is free cone day at Ben and Jerry's. Worldwide, today is free cone day. Yes, it says on April 17th, you can stop by Portland's neighborhood scoop shop.
That's tomorrow.
Today's the 17th.
Today's the 16th.
The 20th is... Oh, tomorrow is free cone day. Let's just take that out in post. I'll put that back over there. That's why I don't even... That's why I don't know when the party is or how many days away it is. I'm sorry. See, now I've given everybody... Now I've given everybody some sort of, everybody's going to feel unfulfilled. All right. Sorry about that.
That wasn't very nice. I actually got pretty excited about free ice cream.
So. Everyone was looking forward to going and licking an ice cream cone, and now they can't. I didn't mean to be a lick tease. It's 503-733-2970. We're joined today, as are we always, by the lovely and bespectacled Sarah X. Dillon. Why, how are you today?
I am doing well.
Is everything moved out of your house, finally? You finally out of Manuel's den of iniquity?
All right, so I discovered a trick that I'd like to tell people about. So what you need to do is piss off your roommates, pay your entire month's rent, but not get all of your crap out of your room, and then they try to show the room, and all your stuff is still in there, so they decide to just clean it for you.
Did he end up just cleaning the house because he wanted to show it to a prospective roommate?
And cleaned the entire thing, and then put all my stuff in the pile.
Now, are you going to get your cleaning deposit back?
I should hope so, because it was for damage. I mean, and I didn't damage the room at all.
It's not for damage and cleaning? Because usually there's a cleaning deposit.
Well, all I had, what was mine, was the room, and then the refrigerator, which I cleaned, and the bathroom, which I went to clean the bathroom, and it was already cleaned.
But he had to clean your room for you.
He didn't have to do anything, actually. My door was locked, and he went into my room. which...
How long did you pay the rent for?
I paid the rent up until the end of this month. That's still my room.
Oh, I see. Well, okay, then I would say then he doesn't owe you anything.
No, he doesn't owe me anything. No, I mean, if anything, I could probably be a little annoyed that I had my door shut and locked and
you
he was in
tell
there.
Him that you should sue him. You should sue him for going
I'm
into your
saying.
Empty room where you no longer live.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad that he cleaned it, but I'm just
That'll
saying...
show him.
But anyway, yeah, so I got all the rest of my crap out of there.
Fantastic.
Now I just need to get the keys back and everything.
All right, excellent. So there you go. Tim Riley's working on the following stories for your edification today. Okay, so this is changing all the time. It is the worst campus shooting in U.S. history now. There are 22 dead, 20 wounded, after a madman goes crazy at Virginia Tech. A poisonous cloud ruins a Portland wedding.
A poisonous clown?
Cloud.
Oh.
C-L-O-U-D.
That's less
cloud.
Interesting. Okay.
I know. It is interesting still. And, of course, you're going to want to hear what was said on what is now the IMA show this morning. We have those sound bites. And Spider-Man 3 made its world debut already in Tokyo. Happened today.
Fantastic. There you go. Rick, this email says, I was looking forward to the show after a long weekend, and you started off with Connie Chung and made me want to pound chopsticks into my ear. Why do you hate us? Any number of reasons, I would imagine. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Let's see. Aaron Geek in the City says that he's actually started to receive bribes from people who are asking him to reveal the identity of the mystery guest, which he was able to wheedle out of Scotty J with his Jedi mind trick. Thankfully, Aaron has not revealed that to the best of my knowledge, so... Thank you for that, sir. All right. This is Kathy. Hi, Kathy. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I thought there were actually what I just heard, that there were 32 dead and quite a few critically wounded.
No, I believe that the number now is 22, but I believe there's... I mean, it's one of those... who knows
yeah.
at this point? Because they haven't... I don't think they've sorted everything out there. I think it'll be a while, yeah.
Okay, 29 wounded now and 22 dead.
So 22 dead, 29 wounded.
Well, it changes every minute.
Two students jumped from a window, which wasn't a good idea.
Who jumped from a window?
Two students.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a rock and a hard place situation.
But that might happen every day, regardless.
Seriously. All right.
You know, the Connie clip you have...
Wait, no, do you mean... Are you sure? Do you mean...
The kind of clip where she goes, huh? Well, there's a one that you have that's quite similar. It's a James Brown. It's not the whole clip where you have them interviewed, but it's... You used to play it. It's a short clip, and you can... It sounds a lot like Connie.
Wait, hold on. Oh, you're talking about the... wait, let me find this a second. Hold on. I apologize.
They sound very similar.
Let me discover this. Hold on a second. I have this somewhere here. Let's see, Rick Emerson. Hey, Scotty, where the hell is my James Brown sounder?
He goes, you can hear it going, it sounds just like the Connie clip.
I'm sorry, what does it sound like? That's fantastic. Wait, hold on. Let's see. Okay, so here's the Connie clip. All right, and now here's... No, I can see that. No, you're right. It's like they're two artists covering the same song, isn't it? Wait, let me try that once more. And then... Well, you're really the easiest listener to amuse ever, Kathy.
You just cracked me up. I'm sorry.
Wait, let's try it one more time. All right, there you go. I'm glad I could start off the day by putting us... That you make up for the guy who's like, my entire office is turning off the radio right now, jerk.
So. Well, you know, I've been working hard, and all day, and it's Mother's Day, and it's good to hear.
Can't understand anything you're saying. Thanks, Kathy. All right, there you go. That's Kathy on the Rick Emerson Show.
Why, thank you so much. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970.
All right, so we have a few things to get to before we hit the break, and then we have Steve Kassenbaum coming up next time. We'll also talk to Scotty J about his DJing at the party. In fact, before we do anything,
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. You know what else
begin
to
the
say,
show here.
You're not going to amount to jack squat.
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Hey, Scotty, now are you claiming that you've already created, intrepid PA Scotty J joining us now, are you claiming that you've already created a master mix of the James Brown and Connie Chung?
Good morning.
I couldn't hear anything. I had to turn it off.
I'm standing a foot away from you.
Are you?
Yes.
Let's not start off the week by being relentlessly stupid, shall we?
I should say a James Brown mix or something like that.
James Brown
or
mix.
That's
in here. You're claiming that's in here somewhere.
Yeah, I hope.
It's Connie Chung and James Brown mixed together.
Yeah.
Because those do. If we haven't done that, that really does seem like something we ought to have done. It does seem like a fantastic idea. Hold on, I'm looking through. It would be called James Connie? James?
Yeah, something like that.
Let's see. Hold on, let me look here. Connie, James, no. And now I... Wait, is this... Hold on, this might be it. Hold on. No, still funny, though. All right, Scotty. All right, so we are coming up now on 3 days, 8 hours away from Listener Party 10 at which you will be DJing.
Yes.
All right, so here's what we're going to now, because Scotty has shared with me some trepidation, a little bit of anxiety, you would say, about your DJing. And I think the phrase you used was, I just don't want to look like a big bozo.
He said bozo?
Is that what you said? Is that am I accurately describing the conversation?
Yes.
All right. And so when you say you don't want to look like a big bozo at the listener party, let's just face the fact that part of this is inevitable. What is the nature of the bozoing that you are afraid of? In what way? Here's the thing. We'll deal with this the way that a shrink does. We'll just answer your question with a question. How do you think you might look like a bozo, Scotty?
Originally, it was thinking I'd be playing the wrong music, but I've taken it upon myself to start collecting a list, and that way it won't come off bad.
Now, given your own druthers, just left to your own devices in a vacuum, what kind of music? Well, let me, and you don't have to do like a whole top five here, but just typically, just a random event, just all things being equal. What are your most frequently played artists when you DJ?
Well,
if I was to say, look, you have an event coming up tomorrow. We don't really know what it was, but you just want to prepare your greatest hits. You don't know whether it's a wedding. You don't know whether it's a graduation. You don't know whether it's a bar mitzvah. You don't know whether it's a whatever. You gotta go. What would you say are your all things being equal? Your five, three, four, two, whatever most frequently played artists, handful.
Well, believe it or not, I do play Casey and the Sunshine Band when it's a dance event. People love it.
Now, what is the average age of the attendees at your event?
It could be from 5 to 90.
Do you find that the teen set enjoy the hit sounds of Casey and the Sunshine Band?
They probably have heard it from their parents, so right, yeah.
Okay. All right. And so what else?
AC/DC, of course. You've got to have a little bit of that in there. You know, if I'm just doing kind of some rocky background music, Foo Fighters is always something I go to.
All right, so this is not... So you're not playing just strictly dance music?
No, no.
It's not dance music that you're just playing. Because that's the thing I would worry about.
Yeah. I don't think I'm really going to be playing dance music at this event unless people actually want it, but...
All right, now are you going to be taking requests?
I can. I don't... I never did see where that booth is. I'd like to actually see where that is beforehand, but... I don't know if you can talk to people from there to take requests. I don't remember where it is.
Have you ever been heckled while you're DJing?
Oh, all the time.
Really? What do people heckle you with? What kind of events? At what kind of events are you heckled?
Basically, they'll just say something. You know,
I was like, what kind of an event is this? Like at a wedding?
More, you get heckled like at a wedding? More like a holiday party,
like a Christmas party.
And some weddings I have been heckled at. There was one particular wedding that I did one time at a bar called Kell's downtown.
I know where Kell's is.
And
everybody there is drunk all the time.
We had a miscommunication type problem where they told me to be there at 6. Well, they really started arriving at 4, and I hadn't even changed or anything yet. I actually needed to go back home and, you know, get my
so they wanted to be there
clothes.
At 4. What time did you start DJing?
I didn't get there until like 5:15
well
or something.
Now
so they heckled me all night long, and they were actually rude as hell. There was nothing I could say, nothing I could do, nothing I could play. In fact, one of the gals came up to me and goes, just put this Now CD in, Now 16, or Now whatever, and just put that in and be done with it. And I'm like,
Have you ever had anything thrown at you?
No, but a guy one time, he wanted to continue karaoke singing when we were shutting down the karaoke part of this wedding, and he was standing right over my laptop computer with a beer in his hand. He's like, I want to sing this song. And I'm like, dude, yeah. And he literally kind of put his beer down and wanted to go at it. So
It was go time.
It was go time for him.
All right. And how did you handle
that situation? Knuckle sandwich time.
Out of that, how'd you handle that?
Well, I didn't have to do anything. I was starting to get a little bit, you know, PO'd. Number one, I don't want to get into a brawl.
You don't want to have to bust him up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
But his friends actually saw him, and apparently this is his behavior all the time, and they yanked him away, and that was it.
Well, our audience is much more respectful than that, but I would like to make sure that you don't step on anybody's toes musically. So later on, we'll have a little bit of a discussion about what to play and what not to play.
A little bit of Barbara Streisand.
No.
Neil Diamond.
Leave now. Thank you, Scotty J. Hey, by the way,
there's nothing wrong with Neil Diamond.
No, there's nothing wrong with Neil Diamond. I don't really know that our crowd's going to go for that, though.
That's true.
It's hard to say.
Scotty asked me to help him, so I'm making him a list of songs that we like.
All right, fantastic. And real quickly, and then we'll break here. We'll come back, and we'll talk to Steve Kasem up at CNN Radio. I got to say this, though. Speaking of karaoke, I really have to note that I found out on Friday why it is that I don't own an Xbox 360, and it's because I can't have access to Guitar Hero. Because if you have, because Guitar Hero is one of those things that I knew well enough to stay, because the problem is, like, I have never had a problem with that Dance Dance Revolution game because I don't have a vagina, and that seems to be who that attracts. It attracts either women or teenage boys. Those are the two groups of people who play Dance Dance Revolution. There are no grown men playing that game, which is fine. I mean, this is everything, you know, different strokes for different folks. But you go to an arcade, and it's nothing but, like, 15-year-old boys carry. The 15-year-old boys who play Dance Dance Revolution look like a lot of those couples that are wandering into the Ace of Hearts on a Friday, where it's like a duffel bag over one shoulder and a towel over the other shoulder and a big bottle of something to hydrate with. That's what the kids who are playing Dance Dance Revolution look like. And then, of course, for the home system, it's always girls. That game is so big with girls, which is fine. I mean, it's, you know, it's cardiovascular, it's exciting, it's hip, it's now, it's whatever. But there's no Dance Dance Revolution game that appeals to boys until now, because that's what Guitar Hero is. Guitar Hero, which Aaron Deacon, the City Duran, has at his house. Guitar Hero is just Dance Dance Revolution for guys, but without all that pesky exercise. Like, at no point do you get any exercise. At no point do you have to move any muscles other than the muscles in, like, the four fingers on your left hand. And so Laura and I were having dinner with Jen and Aaron on Friday. And so we had dinner. Everybody had, like, 18 glasses of wine. And then it was just a lot of drunken play. And so at one point in the evening, Laura and Jen are off talking about something or other. Three-quarters of the people in the room are just drunk beyond all belief, and Aaron and I are standing in front of the television, air guitaring Freebird. I swear to God, and I don't say that as like a wacky punchline, seriously, honest to God, playing Freebird on a plastic guitar in front of the television in Aaron's apartment. And then it was that thing where you go home at night, like this happens with some video games, like Super Mario Brothers and Tetris, where you go home and everything you see just looks like the video game screen. I remember, if you remember, like back in the day of playing Super Mario Brothers, the original Super Mario Brothers, and I would try to read a book afterward, and every time I would look at a line of text, I would just see little mushrooms floating along the top of it. Made me feel like I was in some sort of Lewis Carroll novel. Same thing with Tetris. You probably have had that experience where you try to play Tetris for a long, long period of time, and then you close your eyes, and all you see are just seven different kinds of bricks falling out of the sky. That's what it is with Guitar Hero. And every piece of music I listened to for the rest of the weekend, I just felt my hands twitching, and I saw weird little dots falling in front of my face. So the best part of that is that when I was talking to Sarah, and says Sarah and I were together on Saturday to work on something, and she's like, "So, what'd you do last night?" I'm like, "Well, I played Guitar Hero 2 with Aaron," and it was just this long, withering look and a statement of, "Do you realize how sad your life is?" And then she just sort of turned away and walked off. Like, that was, like, she was just shutting me. It was done with me. Oh, really? All right, well, let's, hi, Richard, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
What's up?
Hey, they do make Guitar Hero 2 for the Xbox 360.
Oh, no, see, that's what I'm saying. See, that's why I can't have the 360, because right now I only have the original Xbox. I have to avoid the 360, because, of course, I would immediately then buy Guitar Hero, and then that's all I would do. I would never come to work again.
I have a PlayStation 2, and they make one for that game called SingStar. It's kind of like karaoke,
right,
except they rate you on how you sing, and you see little things pop up on the screen, like, awful and good.
Have you seen that new game they're going to be coming out with called Rock Band, where it's like a four-person Guitar Hero, but it's like guitar, keys, drums, and vocals, and four of you play at once to simulate an entire band?
Yeah, that's the company that made the Guitar Hero game.
The worst thing ever.
3.
See, and it's like I'm already going to be screwed into getting an Xbox 360 when Halo 3 comes out, so I'm just putting it off as long as possible.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one, Rick.
Thank you. Let's see. Hi, you have a comment on Dance Dance Revolution.
Never speak ill of DDR, you dick.
Okay, now look, I'm not speaking ill of it. Oh, see? All right, fine. I'm just making the observation. I have no problem with... I'm about to utter the lamest sentence in the history of this program. However cool you may have thought I was, that's about to sink like 1,000 levels. I will say this, that while I personally do not play Dance Dance Revolution, and again, I have no problem with it, you get a workout, which is more than you can say for most video. I've said for the longest time that they ought to put Dance Dance Revolution in schools to get fat little children to be less like fat little children. You know, less Augustus, more Charlie. Which they are starting to do. They're starting to put Dance Dance Revolution in a lot of gym classes because, yeah, it's an easy way to get kids to, you know, to work out and not be corpulent little round bastards. In my experience, it is typically women and teenage boys who play it. You would be the first grown man to play Dance Dance Revolution, to my knowledge, sir, but that's fine. We all have our interests. I will say this, though, that I do own the soundtrack to Dance Dance Revolution. I do own, which is just a lot of weird, freaky-sounding, 900-beats-a-minute Japanese remixes.
Would you own a dance soundtrack?
It's not a dance soundtrack. It's the soundtrack to Dance Dance Revolution. There's a difference.
What do you listen to it when? What are you doing when you're listening to it?
This and that.
Is it your peppy cleaning CD?
Things. I don't have a cleaning CD. I don't have a cleaning the house CD. It's not part of my Sunday morning. I do have mixes for different things. That is... I'm going to quit talking about this now because it makes me sound like I'm dancing shirtless at Studio 54 with a Coke spoon around my neck. I'm just going to say that I own that, so I'm no one to throw stones. It's the only observation I'm making. All right, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's a Rick Emerson radio program. Around the corner, we will talk to Steve Kastenbaum. Later on, Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth, Peter Carlin, Jim Roop, the top five, and Clyde Lewis. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. The Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Rick, this email says, we'll talk to CNN radio correspondent Steve Kastenbaum in a short while. Rick, the first thing I thought about when I heard about the shooting this morning was, please don't let him be dressed in all black. I spent a lot of 1999 being interviewed on television and radio answering ignorant questions by people who thought every goth was out to kill their children. All right. So there you go. 503-733-2970. Rick, I'm pretty sure they've used the crazy Connie Chung song at Guantanamo. Well, they should have anyway. Let's see. Oh, and then somebody did send... Thank you to whoever this is. Thank you to Simon, who sent us the blood spray... Blood sprays out of sewer. It's wrong that I laugh at these things. Who sends the blood sprays out of sewer onto worker? Oh, wait. No, I didn't have the... I'm unprepared. See, this is... I'm running late today, and so I'm unprepared with many of these things. Hold on. Let me just... with the whole... And... Sewer.
I barely knew her.
There we go. Fantastic. All right.
Was it worth it, Rick Emerson?
No, it really wasn't. And finally, Joe says, Rick, Halo 3 beta comes out in May. All you need is a 360 and Crackdown, one of the best games for the 360. Think Grand Theft Auto, but with superpowers. Fantastic. I knew that there was something coming out. I knew that, my wife and I were talking about this weekend with my Xbox, because I've actually stopped... I discontinued my Xbox Live service. I actually didn't renew it because it was stuck between a rock and a hard place thing, because on the one hand, when I was unemployed, I felt really guilty about playing Xbox all the time. And so I didn't play Xbox nearly as much as I should have when I didn't have a job, because I just felt terrible about it. Because my wife would be off being productive and earning a living and, you know, like actually, supporting the household and so forth. And I would just be at home trash-talking some 11-year-old kid in Scandinavia while playing Halo 2. And I just felt like an ass. You can only do that for... You can only do that for so long. Don't roll your eyes.
You and Aaron playing Guitar Hero together, singing along to songs, made you feel like a man?
There's a difference. I have a job now. See, if I do that now, it's part of my quirky adolescent streak that I have now as a fully grown man. If you do it when you're unemployed, you're just a loser. If you do it, which I did. If you do it when you're unemployed, you're just a guy who can't seem to get employment anywhere. Now, though, it's part of my charming refusal to grow up. It's part of being an adult adolescent, Sarah. That's what sociologists call it.
An adult adolescent?
That's the phrase that I've decided to use to describe my own peculiar set of personality traits. All right, it's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have Tim Riley in the AM 970 noon newsroom. Later on, Peter Carlin's going to be here to talk about the Sopranos. We will also have Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero, Jim Roop, and more discussion of Listener Party 10. Speaking of which, if we could just...
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
All right. So, Scotty, how are you?
Doing great, Rick.
All right. Are you hungover today?
No.
By the way, I would like to now give the phone number out. What we're going to do, Scotty, is we're going to have the listeners help you to help yourself. Because I know that you wish to avoid displeasing the Rick Emerson faithful.
Okay.
You don't wish to be heckled. You don't wish to be the object of scorn, to be made fun of. So what we're going to do is we will do, this is not really an Insta poll as such. I mean, I guess it sort of is. We're just going to get a quick, we're going to take the audience's temperatures. We often do. And the subject of bless you. All right. You done over there?
I'm sorry.
I got some Claritin. No, it's just, I look over and you're just flailing around. Are you done with your
sneezing? It's my fault that I have allergies.
I'm just asking. No, I got Claritin upstairs. I'll get it in the break.
I'm totally hitting you up for that.
All right.
Okay.
So the subject of this high concept the topic is going to be, what should Scotty J not play at the listener party? We can figure out later on exactly what you should play, and what songs will be on your playlist, what music you are going to be. So the phone number is 503-733-2970.
Do we get to say a couple to start off?
Yeah, absolutely. 503-733-2970. Andy, I want you to be finishing this sentence now. Please to be calling and finishing this sentence. Scotty J, whatever you do, when you are DJing Listener Party 10, please, for the love of God and all that is holy, do not play blank. It is 503-733-2970. Please, Scotty J, for the love of God and all that is holy, please do not play blank. Sarah, did you have something you wanted to start off with?
Yes, I would request that Sky J please do not be playing Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like big butts.
Hey, everybody loves that at weddings.
See, but that's what
I'm
saying.
I agree.
That's the kind of stuff that you can't play, because that's the stuff that everybody will have heard at every party, every event, every social gathering they have gone to. And I speak now not just for me, and not just for the Rick Emerson faithful, but I speak now for all men and for all peoples everywhere. Please don't ever play Celebration by Cool and the Gang.
No way.
Ever.
No, I don't like it even at weddings.
And I don't just mean on Thursday. I mean ever.
Okay.
I mean ever again.
I agree.
There are songs that get played at parties that no one likes anymore. That's the thing. It's not just that some people are tired of them. There are songs that get played that no one on earth likes. And yet they just continue to be... You know, and that's not... And by the way, this is not... This is not just, at listener parties. This is like on the radio, too. And I'm not going to start a whole thing here. I will say that Blinded by the Light, by the Manfred Mann Earth Band or whatever
that's actually a pretty good song.
See,
once
you're the
in
only
a blue
person
moon.
I've ever met who actually likes that song.
I wouldn't
song.
Play it at an event, but like you're sitting in a restaurant or something in the middle of, Burns, Oregon.
You are the only person on Earth that I've ever talked to who actually likes that song. So is this more than likely? Is this Steve Kastenbaum?
Yes.
All right. So I'll tell you what. We will grab Steve Kastenbaum real quickly here, and then we will go through these calls. You can just hang here. Because we'll do this real quickly, and then we'll hit these calls. So welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Ladies and gentlemen from New York City, CNN radio correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Hello, Steve.
How you doing?
What is up with you, brother?
A little wet here.
Yeah, we just wanted to check in kind of quickly here. Everything, I know everything's a little crazy because of this. Was it Virginia the shooting happened?
Yeah, it's now the death toll is now up to 31.
And I know that this is not something that you are necessarily covering a whole lot because they've got you kind of on some other things, but we did want to get from CNN because if there was any sort of an update on this, because I know Lisa is currently en route to the school. This is a huge fluctuating toll about how many people
So as far as you know at CNN, what is the current tally of dead and wounded?
We have the death toll right now at 31. The wounded, it's unclear at this point because they've all been taken to area hospitals, but it could be over two dozen or three dozen at this point. They're still clearing the campus and trying to figure out where everybody went.
And, I mean, how is it, I mean, maybe it's too early to even ask this, but how is it that this, it's one guy, right?
Yeah, they believe it was one shooter, and the individual...
What are you, a Gatling gun or something?
...in custody. I'm not really sure, because I've been covering the weather story so much today, I'm catching up on this one. But it said that he opened fire in a dormitory and a classroom at Virginia Tech, and that the shootings took place at two different times. The first part of the shooting took place earlier in the morning, and then about 2 hours later... apparently the same gunman popped up somewhere else on the campus and started shooting again. And there were scenes, we're seeing it on TV, of dozens of people being brought out of buildings, bloody. Some of them being brought out while they're being covered with automatic weapons by SWAT teams because, you know, at that point they didn't know how many shooters they had.
Jesus.
Everybody's a suspect at that point.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I know it's a crazy day for you, so we'll kind of let you get back to the desk. But I thanks for checking in with us. We wanted to get kind of a handle on this because every story we heard about it was sort of different. So.
Yeah, it's really not clear yet who the shooter is or who the shooter was. The name of the gunman was not immediately released, and they still haven't given us a motive for the attack. Right. As far as law enforcement officials are concerned, you know, we're monitoring this. The story is still unfolding. I mean, I'm watching scenes right now, and they're still obviously trying to get the campus locked down and secured to the point where they feel it's safe for people to roam around again.
All right. Steve Kastenbaum, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking in with us, Steve.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Steve Kastenbaum, there you go, from CNN. All right. It's 503-733-2970. More on that on the AM 970 New News Hour with Jim Riley. All right. So before we do anything else, let's kind of go through these phone calls. Scotty, the purpose of this is for you to steer clear of the audience's wrath by knowing what not to play on Thursday. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. What should Scotty J. absolutely not be playing on Thursday?
For the love of God, do not play the electric slide. Or Mike Sharona. If you play Mike Sharona, I will make sure you never get another shot of Crown Royal.
By killing you. By killing you and cutting off your head. My Sharona's another one of those songs. It was great until about 1994 when everybody rediscovered it, and then it got played at everything you ever went to for the rest of your life, ever. All right. Thank you, sir.
I do have one James or Jay Giles song that I will be playing.
Please don't play Centerfold.
No, not Centerfold.
Please don't play Love Stinks.
Nope.
What?
Oh, maybe. I thought about that.
Don't play Love Stinks.
I was thinking about playing Flamethrower.
See, I don't even...
It has a great beat to it.
It has a great beat and you can dance to it. All right. Fantastic. All right, great. Flamethrower.
I barely knew her.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. What should Scotty J. not be playing on Thursday?
Hello?
Fantastic. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. What should Scotty not be playing on Thursday?
Well, I know it's going to rub some people wrong, but, you know, it's been done so many times, and it's a classic, but please don't play Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, never.
Really? When is the last time you went to a party and the DJ played Stairway to Heaven, Carrie? I think you're anticipating a problem that doesn't really exist.
It does exist. It does exist. It happens all the time.
It's just kind of a downer song to me.
Yeah, it's terrible, but it's got some good riffs in it. So.
All right. Well, all right. We'll try to avoid playing Stairway to Heaven. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. We are helping Scotty J. steer clear of the audience's rancor by telling him what not to play. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. What should Scotty J. not be playing on Thursday?
Well, I misunderstood the rules. No. I just had a quick suggestion for him for something that he should be playing, and that would be some Pulp. Yeah, I know that they're played around a couple places, but they've got a few albums out, and all of them just really are great.
So, Scotty, if somebody is there and they come up to the booth and they ask you politely to play their favorite ditty, will you be amenable to such requests?
Well, yes and no. I don't have any pulp. Don't know any of their songs.
See, you can't start saying stuff like that because then every guy in the record collection, they're all going
to
start coming by the radio station between now and Thursday and dropping up a crate of something that they want you to play.
I know.
You can't. Here's how you do.
I've already got a huge list going.
Here's how you answer that. You go, hey, yeah, I'll try to get that on for you.
That's what I say at the
really?
Event.
Do you do that?
Oh, all the time.
Let's do a little role playing.
And then I never get to it.
Let's do a little. He says with a cackle. Yes? Yes, sir.
Just one quick thing, and then I'll be out of your hair.
Uh-huh.
You remember that clip you played of O'Reilly just going...
going bananas at Geraldo?
Yeah.
They shouldn't have been in the country! Yeah?
He's really proud of that. I was tuning my radio over to 970 because I had accidentally bopped the dial because I only listened to 970 and accidentally I was running across and it stopped on 750.
Yeah, he's a crazy person, so that helps.
He was playing that as his lead-in. That was kind of his. Hey, look how great I am. I'm going nuts on guys.
I guess he goes nuts when he's not writing softcore porn novels or talking about how he wants to soap women up with loofahs. All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. What should Scotty J. never, ever, ever be playing on Thursday at the listener party?
For the love of God, this is a very easy one. Do not play anything that has a dance that goes along with it.
Oh, yeah. No, seriously.
Great overview. No YMCA, no Electric Slide, no Macarena. Yeah, none of it.
Were you planning on playing YMCA? Be honest.
Absolutely not. I wasn't even going to really
You're
play
a liar.
Dance stuff.
No, he was totally going to play YMCA.
I got the listeners all angry about it.
Hell no.
Scotty J, you're a liar. You're convinced that he was going to do it, aren't you, sir?
The only time...
Yeah.
I don't like, personally, any of those songs that have dance.
Hi, well, my name's Andy.
Okay, no.
Andy!
All right, thank you. All right, that's Andy. All right.
No, I don't even like those songs when I have to play them when people beg to hear them.
Really? Do you make people beg?
I'm like, are you sure you want to hear that?
You make people beg for their songs.
Beg me! Get on your knees and grovel for that YMCA.
What I'm going to need you to do is come back a little bit later, and I'll look for that song for you, and I'll let you know a little later.
Let's do a little role-playing, because I'm curious about how you handle this. Okay, so you're in the DJ booth. I come up, and I say, hello, can I request a song?
Yeah, what the hell do you want? I got 2 seconds. Talk.
Don't be obnoxious. That's not...
You'll never be hired again.
Don't be an ass.
Exactly.
Don't be an ass.
No, basically, I would just go, hey, how's it going?
Okay, no. We have to role play this.
Okay,
this is not a theoretical situation. This is what happens on Thursday when a listener comes up, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're there DJing, and a listener comes up, and I... hi, Scotty J. I think you're great on the show. Not that would ever be said, but I mean,
right.
If those listeners said that,
that's why I'm laughing.
I think you're great on the show. Can I request a song?
Sure. What do you want to hear?
Can you play Boot Scootin' Boogie?
Hell no.
Okay.
Do you really say that when
yeah.
people request a song?
But you say it with a smile, and they're like, all right.
So
go give me a drink,
you.
Too. Give
they're
me a drink,
you to
by the
play
way.
Play music, and then they request the music that they want to hear, and you refuse to play it for them.
And your idea is that because you say it with a smile
and ask for a drink.
And then what do they say when they walk away?
All right.
So the idea is you can send away people disheartened.
With a smile, though.
Okay, let's try it again.
If you pick something that I like, something that's good, then
I
might say yes.
Hi, Scotty. I'm a big fan. I listen to you every day.
Big fan of the Rick Emerson Show, are you?
This is not... you're not getting anywhere with the audience. Now, listen
okay.
to me. No, seriously. And I think Sarah will back me up on this. Every time you open your mouth here during this role play and you're obnoxious, you're giving the listeners more reason to be cruel to you on Thursday. I don't think any of us want that.
And Scotty, you are going to be in a certain area for 2 hours of your life on Thursday that you're not going to be able to leave.
They're going
to
know right where you are for 2 hours. They'll be able to come get you. All right, let's... Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
It's Uncle Steve.
Hi, Uncle Steve. What's up, brother? What should Scotty J. never be playing?
The Chicken Dance.
Now, do you have people request that? Do you have to play that at weddings?
Yeah, basically maybe 3 times in 5 years.
Okay, all right. So that's one of those things you're afraid of that doesn't really...
Yeah.
Seriously.
All those dance songs I can't stand and I get asked to play the Macarena or the Electric Slide or any of those. I always get asked that.
Are you an uncooperative DJ?
No, I'll do it.
You're not.
Put a smile on my face and think, oh, my God.
Thank you, sir. All right, there you go.
Have a good one.
Thank you. You're the chicken ass. Never again. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, this is Jeff.
Hi.
Scotty should not be playing music at all on the listener party. When I first heard that he was going to potentially DJ, I almost drove off the road. I'm one of your faithful delivery drivers.
Yes, sir.
But he is a massive tool, and I absolutely cannot stand him. I love Sarah. I love Tim. Love you, Rick. But ever since this guy has even had the slightest bit of participation in the show, it makes my skin crawl. And when I hear his goofy laugh and his stupid repartee, I about go crazy.
I'm not sure I get your point, sir. What is it you're saying? Don't stop scoping.
I hope you guys have a good party, but since he's DJing, I will not be attending.
Oh, now, see, now what
That's
kind
what
of...
it's going to boil down to that for a lot of listeners.
Let me understand this, because now I'm taking personal offense, because that implies that you actually care more about your feelings for Scotty J than you do for your feelings for me, Rick Emerson.
My hatred for Scotty J definitely outweighs my love for all of you guys.
Now, what if this is the party where we decide to finally set fire to him? You're going to miss it.
I'm sure the crowd will definitely applaud very gleefully, but I hope you guys have a good party. But as I said, I will not be attending because of the DJ.
I'm going to have to say that you're dead to us. Let's take a vote. What's your name,
sir? Thank you.
What is
your
name?
My name is Jeff.
Hey, can you take a vote? Is Jeff dead to us?
No, I just...
he's dead to me. You can be alive to Sarah. You're dead to me.
I'm disappointed in Jeff because, you know, that's only one small aspect of the party, and it's going to be basically just before, because we have a lot of other crap that's going to drown out the Scotty J DJ.
I would think that the notion of supporting a live local radio program that creates 20 hours of entertainment out of the thin friggin' air for you every week.
Our bosses are going to be there. Like, the more people that are there, the more it'll look like people love us.
Bosses, clients, sponsors.
We'll get to stay on the air for two more months.
Not to mention Rick Emerson, who, as I might have noted a few minutes ago, creates 20 hours of entertainment out of nothing.
And I listen all 20 hours, Rick, so I'm loving that. But
no,
good luck at the party.
No, you know,
besides
no, fine.
Jeff, the laugh is real.
No, don't worry about me.
He hung up.
No, he's dead to me. He's dead. I'm shunning him forevermore. We'll finish out this bang. We'll take a break and come back with Tim Riley. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
That's Derek.
Hi, how can I help you, sir? What should Scotty J not be playing at Thursday?
Metallica. I think it's been worn out.
Now, that's true. I would have to second that. Yeah.
This is Scotty J's best friend, by the way, so.
Hey, well, thanks for being a fan.
Right on. Oh. All for Scotty J.
Okay. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Two more calls. Hi.
Hi, this is Matt.
Hi, how can I help you?
I would like to request a song not be played.
Okay.
I Will Survive.
Oh, never. Never,
do you
never.
You play that? I bet chicks come up and request
chicks
it all the time.
Chicks come, that's like a girl power
yes,
tune.
It is. And they all get out there and they dance together, and it's just as hard to watch.
It's terrible. And I hate Scotty J just as much as the delivery guy.
Are you going to be there on Thursday, sir?
I will be there, but I hate him really bad.
Well, see, but that's...
Nobody backs up why they hate me, though.
That's the mark of a true fan.
That's
why
you hate
him. This is a man with a little backbone.
Well...
On Thursday.
Well, that's because I love all the other members of the cast.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, final call on this. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. What should Scotty J not be playing on Thursday?
He can play whatever the hell he wants to play.
All right, well, there you go.
But I just wanted to say that other guy's a moron. Just called in that won't come just because of Scotty J. You guys are all great.
Jeff, the fair weather listener.
Yeah, that guy.
I'm with you. Thank you, sir. All right. God bless you. All right. There you go. Let's take a break here. There you go, Scotty.
They never really back up why they hate me, but
Don't taunt. Don't taunt the listeners. You can't say things like that.
No, I'd just be curious. I always want to know why, but whatever.
Let's take a break here. Come back to Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth around the corner. Don't go anywhere.